Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday now, and welcome. Yeah, the weeks are flying by. That's a good sign. If they drag on, you go, oh, the week's just dragging on. I can't believe it's only Monday. And you go, what do you mean, can't believe it? You've just woken up. I know, but it's Monday. But now, of course, tomorrow's Friday, and then basically it's the weekend. Oh, I heard a great expression actually last week, which is Thursday, from Thursday lunchtime, it's called, what was it called? My wife told me. Let me call my wife now, hold on. She'll know what it's called. Just phone her up.
Hello.
Hello, is that me?
Hello, you.
You all right, darling?
Yeah, good, thank you.
What was the expression used in that film or that programme we're watching on Amazon just before the weekend?
Just before the weekend?
Yeah. You don't say it's the weekend. It's like you say it on from a Thursday, like Thiekend or something.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
The corporate people.
Yeah.
Prequend.
What was it?
Prequend,
that was it. Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, Prequend. What do you think about that, everyone? You let it all that out, won't you, Tom? Yeah, fine. Okay, you don't want to put the wife in. Right. Anyway, where was I? I can't remember. Let's start the podcast, shall we, with, of course, your reaction to a big night of FA Cup football. Well, a big night if you're a Spurs fan. Because, of course, they went through to the fifth round of the FA Cup after a thriller. And it was a great game at White Hart Lane. Oh, it's not called White Hart Lane anymore. Yes, it's still called White Hart Lane on this podcast. Anyway, you lot reacted in your bazillions with phone calls to my show, the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. This is what you were saying about that game.
Ali's first time ball is precise. On to Son. Goes round the goalkeeper and brings him down. Penalty. So here's a chance to win it for Son in the 87th minute. Steps up from the penalty spot and drills it into the corner and drills Tottenham Hotspur into the fifth round of the FA Cup.
Evening, gentlemen. How are we doing? You all right? Boy, oh boy, we had our luck there tonight, gents. Can't agree more with Jason. We were shocking tonight. Absolutely shocking. Eric Dier was nothing but dire. Since his illnesses last year, whatever he had, his injuries, he's been not the same player. He's heavy, he's lethargic, he's slow. Serge Aurier reminds me of a family party with a free bar, a liability waiting to happen in that penalty box when he's defending. You know what I mean? Honestly, and Southampton targeted that tonight. They kept coming at Serge Aurier and was dancing around him, trying to get him to trip us up the box. I mean, we absolutely rode our luck. And the worst team won, unfortunately. Southampton were, and I'm a Spurs fan, go week in, week out. The best team lost. Southampton should have had that. You know, I was dreading. Well, I didn't want to sit there for extra time. Yeah. You know, I wanted to get out, get in the car and go, because I was that bored with it, and the ball rule there was
Harry,
no
you're
good
absolutely, you're absolutely right, Harry. And look, in games like this, you often say the result is the most important thing, and of course it is. Absolutely
yeah,
right. But just looking at Spurs moving forward now, and there's going to be some big games coming up. We're talking about you've got there's still that race for top four, which is very much on. And I just get the feeling that what we saw against Manchester City at the weekend, chances
it's different worlds. Well, it's apart, you know, completely different, two different games. We were at half time and we were just like, you know what, don't fancy this now. We was having a beer at the half time in the old bar and we weren't fancying it. And when they nicked the second one, we were just like, we made it, we just said, look, the third one goes in, we're going to get up and get out, I think, because enough's enough. But no one up the front. Lucas was trying his hardest to skip round players with no one else to deliver to in the middle. Ali, come on, maybe connect a little bit.
Well, I have to say, there, Harry, I thought Ali was excellent tonight when he came on, and Gedson looked really sharp also. I thought those two substitutions, that Spurs, that was their best period of the game when those two came on.
Jose Mourinho, well done on reaching the fifth round of the FA Cup.
With four matches played.
You know,
some guys have played two matches and easy matches. We had to play four and four difficult ones.
How did you win that tonight?
Spirit, soul, and plan. Because with so many difficulties that we had, Dele could only play that little period. We could only play with three up and Dele as a link for a short period. We had to play in a way from the beginning where we didn't want two, but we have two with the players that we had available. And we played against a very good team in the top of their form, in the top of their confidence, with one more day to rest than we had. So it was very, very, very difficult. So I think we won on these details and we won on the spirit of the team.
You rode your luck as well, didn't you?
Luck?
You rode your luck. I mean, they had a lot of chances and they could have put the game out of your sight before you finally got the equaliser. And then the
I don't think so. I think they had chances. I think they were better than us. They were stronger than us. But we scored before them. And then they scored the equalise. And then they scored the second goal. And after the second goal, I don't remember them with chances to kill the game. After that second goal was our best period, was our reaction. Was us playing with the back four, was us playing with wingers for the first time, was us for the first time with the link play with Dele just behind Lucas, allowing Lucas to drop and to get the ball and to do what he did in the first goal. I think we deserve the credit for what we did.
Got one more question for you. It's not whether you're going to beat Norwich in the next round or reach Wembley. Where are you going on holiday for the next few days?
I go to Munich for Bayern Munich Leipzig. I don't go on holiday. I'm going to work.
You're always working. That's your problem.
Yeah, that's why they pay me for.
And I can only apologise for the language used by Mrs. Goldstein there. Anyway, time now to check in with Big Al on the ABSB, or the BASB, as it should be, Big Alan Brazil, or the BABSPA. But I quite like... No, it doesn't work at all, does it? Anyway, Neil Warnock was on the show, and he was talking about Manchester United and how they need to pay whatever it takes to get Jack Grealish.
Man United are in a situation where they should just pay the money, shouldn't they, now? And I think he'd be a great acquisition for them, dear me. I think he's made to measure like that. I don't want you to use it sillily, but, you know, when you think about Cantona and people like that that have just got something magical, he just fit that bill as a young one, doesn't he? And I think it would be a great signing.
Time now to check in with Jim White Show. Of course, it's the mid-morning show with Jim and Natalie Sawyer. And Trevor Sinclair was their guest. He came up with a good one, suggesting that Ollie Watkins, the Brentford striker, should be considered for England. But England what? Prime Minister? England rugby captain? Head of MI5? I mean, you just got to be a little bit more specific, Trevor.
There's not that many goal scorers playing at a high level in the Premier League and scoring goals in a regular
really
occurrence.
Do you really honestly think, though, Gareth Southgate would look to the Championship?
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, I agree.
Tammy played when he was in the Championship.
But he doesn't do it that often.
But listen, he's in a situation where three of his best strikers that are English, Vardy, he's put himself out of it, unless he can turn his head. Rashford, he's not fit. And Harry Kane's not fit.
Yeah.
So
listen, I'm a fan of Ollie Watkins. I love what he's doing for Brentford, but don't you think that is quite a big step?
Well, what if he went to Chelsea in January? Because there was talk of him going to Chelsea in January.
Yeah, but he hasn't, though.
No, but he hasn't. But he doesn't make him a worse player.
No, yeah. Of course not.
And actually, it might do him a favour playing with slightly less elite players. His confidence was sky high. Scoring goals. How many has he scored? 19 league goals already.
Yeah.
But then when he comes up against Croatia and the Czech Republic, I mean, do you really think?
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's when you're young, you are fearless.
Yes.
And if he's scoring at will in the Championship, why not?
I'm loving that attitude, Trevor. No, that's a way that these guys should look at it.
Absolutely. He'll love that. This is my chance.
Yeah. I actually remember getting in the squad when I was quite a young player. I was about 22 with Gascoigne and all players like that. And I was more nervous in training just to be around these guys that I used to look up to, John Barnes and the rest of it. But why not? Get him in. Yeah. Have a look at him anyway, at least, especially with the problems we've got with strikers at the moment.
Yeah, there you go. Trevor Sinclair saying Ollie Watkins should be there. Huh? He came in, did he? Oh, he's a great player, Ollie Watkins. Yeah, he should definitely be considered. He was on Jim White's show in the studio, was he? Good. Okay, well, listen, let's hear what he had to say.
the Championship and Premier League is obviously different in standard, but I remember Grealish last year performing well, but he didn't get a call up because Southgate said, you know, he had to do it week in, week out in the Premier League. So it's not something I've thought about. You know, people have told me, and I've seen obviously the latest injuries to Vardy and Kane, stuff like that. So I just take it with a pinch of salt, really.
Time now to check in with the Ginger Fella with loud shirts. Of course, Adrian Durham was alongside Darren Bent on Drive. And this was a great story, how Herman Hreiðarsson saved him from a fight with Danny. This definitely happened with Danny. Honestly, okay. Shih Tzu.
When I was a young kid coming through Ipswich, we played QPR down at their stadium, and I'm standing in the tunnel. I think I'm only 17 at the time, ready to go out. Obviously, a little bit nervous. Gets big tap on my shoulder. Turn around, big Danny Shit was there looking at me. Gone, you're right. He's gone to me. I'm gonna break your something legs today. Obviously, I can't say the word that he said.
Really?
He went, if you come anywhere near me, because at the time I scored a few goals, reputation was starting to grow. Because you come anywhere near me, I'm gonna break your legs and all this. Da, 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 da. So I'm nervous as it is. My legs start shaking, and out of nowhere, like a superhero, Herman Hreiðarsson come and save the day. He basically come in there, got in Danny Shittu's face.
Yeah.
I was like, don't you go near him, you touch him. If I see you go near him on the pitch, you're going to have me to deal with. And I just remember thinking, thank you, Herman, because Shittu was a massive guy. And even as on the pitch, I'm warming up and he's looking at me, Danny Shittu pointing at me again, you're going to get it. And every time he did that, Herman would come and tap me on the shoulder and just go, D, if you've got any problems, just come and get me.
There you go, Danny Shittu on Drive Time. Incidentally, I had an idea for a feature on my show, which never got the red light. This is genuine. It genuinely did happen. I wanted Danny Shittu to come on once a week and go up against a fan on a varied selection of general knowledge and sporting questions. And it was going to be called The Shittu Hits the Fan. But for one reason or another, that one didn't quite happen. There's still time. Who knows? Back now to Big Al on the Alan Brazil Breakfast Show alongside Ray Parler. And they were talking about whether or not they prefer to pay with cash and comparing how much cash they have on them. Obviously, both of them have neither in their pockets now because they've been out on the lash. Bang! Nice one. 9:32.
I've seen someone buy a few pints for his watch.
Well, you can certainly look. If you lose cash, you lose cash.
You know what, Joe?
If you lose your car,
especially
you
if you're holding the pint,
you get away with it.
I don't like coming out of the house with no wedge.
I'd rather go to a machine and get cash out and then pay. Yeah. If I'm being honest,
yeah,
a little bit old school. How much cash you got on you? Where are you going today? You got a few quid on you?
I can't divulge where I'm going today. right, Ray, get your wallet out. Come on, show me how much you got.
What?
Come on.
Let's have a game. Let's have a game of spoof for it.
Right now.
I'll play spoof for it.
I have got on me, right? I've got my...
Oh, I've got a blue one. That's
I've
no
got
good.
My Oyster for the DLR. And what? I've got...
He's got a bullseye there, haven't you?
Yeah, no, I've got one. I've got 100.
I'm like a cab driver. Look at me, fivers.
Yeah, all right. I had a zero on that. I reckon there's 600-700 quid there, which is ridiculous.
Back now to the Ginger Fella and Benty talking about Cristiano Ronaldo's best ever goal on his 35th birthday. If you're listening, Cristiano Ronaldo, happy birthday to you. Huh? For yesterday. Yeah, so happy birthday yesterday. Oh, just play the tape. Number one.
Headed away by Vidic. Ronaldo can break. Decent part. Rooney's got some space to his left. Here is Wayne Rooney. Ronaldo's getting up with him. Rooney has found Ronaldo. How about that? How about that? One end of the field to the other in the blink of an eye.
I love this goal. This is the killer. This is the one after the hour mark at the Emirates in that Champions League semi-final that was meant to be the big night at the new stadium for Arsenal when all the home fans started leaving after an hour. Incredible. But what I love about it is it's a team goal. So he scored incredible strikes, great free kicks. He scored some brilliant wonder solo goals, but this was a fantastic team goal. So Park's involved, Rooney's out on the left. But when Rooney gets the ball on the left, Ronaldo just, whoosh, he just goes. And Jurrien Giroud could not stay with him. I mean, he left him for dust.
That disqualifies the goal in itself. So,
I mean, this is Arsenal. Arsenal had Giroud at the back and Almunia in goal. I mean, come on. You expected to get to a Champions League final.
Hold on. That is your number one.
Yeah. That's my number one goal, yeah.
Yeah?
Because I love team goals. So I didn't want to give it to a solo Ronaldo goal. He's part of a team. And I loved that goal. And he finished it with an incredible run that he did for the team. So it was one of those goals where he doesn't look at himself and everybody, oh, look at me. It's the whole team, and that's why I love that goal. And it was against Arsenal.
Yeah, that's probably the most important part for you.
Your number one?
My number one is the overhead kick against Juventus. Against Juventus for Real Madrid.
Okay.
I mean, what a goal. You spoke about it earlier. I mean, you had it number four on your list, which I don't understand, but what a goal. I mean, it was just iconic as well. I mean, even the Juventus fans giving him a round of applause. They obviously knew something that we didn't, that he was going there the following season. But what a goal. Carvajal puts it back in, but it's the way he's running out of kind of out the box, and then for him to just bicycle kick it over his head like that. I mean, against a great goalkeeper as well. Not Almunia. Against Buffon, that's for me number one.
Honestly, mate, seriously, you've got two goals against Portsmouth in your
top five.
You've
got two against Arsenal.
Well, yeah, it's a fair point, well made. Similar sort of opposition.
I'm Jason Kenny. This is TalkSportSingles.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Next up, it's time to hear from Paul and Andy, or Hawksby and Jacobs. Of course, it hasn't always been Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs. Before Paul Hawksby, it was his father, actually, Gerald Hawksby, obviously alongside Andy Jacobs. And before Gerald Hawksby, it was his father, Henry Hawksby, obviously alongside Andy Jacobs. And before him, it was a guy called, King Edward IV. Alongside Andy Jacobs. Anyway, this is Paul and Andy doing what they do best.
This came from an unlikely source. This is the former energy minister who was talking about climate change and talking about how well we're doing in the world of climate change in this country at the moment. And she said, our efforts right now are somewhere around League One. We're playing at Oxford United levels when we need to be Liverpool if we're going to do what the world needs us to. Well, I thought, that's true, that's China, that's probably Hornchurch, isn't it, really? So it's all relative.
I can't see Greta Thunberg managing Liverpool.
No, I doubt it very much. She'd be quite inscrutable, though. You wouldn't know on the touchline whether she was happy with the way you were playing or not. She wouldn't give anything away, would she?
My son and his wife were listening to the podcast when you tried to teach me how to say Greta's name.
Greta Thunberg.
And apparently, they ring each other up and just quickly just go, Greta Thunberg, and then put
Greta
the phone
Thunberg.
It's brilliant.
It's that.
Anyway, singer Susan Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
She's finally coming in. No, hi, how are you doing? She's finally learning to ride a bicycle at 58, which is fair enough.
Great news.
Yeah. She admits she's still got the stabilisers on, but this is the bit I like. She
got stabilisers on.
I know. She said, I brought myself a bike. She said, I can ride an exercise bike, but I can't ride an exercise
bike. You're not going to topple off of that, are you?
Yeah, you go, a bit of Hawksby and Jacobs on the radio for you. Let's head back now to Trevor Sinclair land. He's talking about John Stones.
Pep did just touch on Gundogan, Laporte, Mendy, who've had really serious injuries. John Stones has not had that. So why is he not getting the 40, 50 games a season like the rest of the players who Pep obviously does back? I think he's in that. He's kind of questioning his professionalism without saying that. That's the way I interpret it. And then, you know, there were strong rumours with Milan, Skriniar over the January transfer window from Milan. Yeah. That Manchester City were in for him. Now, if you're John Stones, you've got to be thinking, have I got a future at this football club? For me, it's not looking great for him. I think personal life can affect a player. So we don't look at the player's personal life a lot of the time as fans. I've been in this situation. I split up from my girlfriend when I was young. We had a young kid. I think John Stones has been through something similar. And that can be very difficult, not just from a personal level, but from a professional level. And being able to go out there and execute your craft to the highest level, I think it can affect it.
Was that on your mind on match day?
It was, and it was something that I couldn't deal with on my own. So I sought the help from a sports psychologist, Keith Power. He came to my house once a week and just helped me regain the tools to get myself out there and give a good account of myself on a match day. And then you have to look at the Euros. You know, John Stones, I think he's come out and said that he wants to be in that Euro squad. He wants to play more football, which is understandable. At the moment, it doesn't look like that's going to be happening. And if you look at his competition, I think it's one of the strongest areas for England. Obviously, Harry Maguire, I think Joe Gomez has been superb this season. John Stones not playing enough football. Fikayo Tomori's been superb. Mason Holgate would probably go above Michael Keane just because of the performances I've seen him put in at right back, at central defender, so he's got that adaptability. And then you've got James Tarkowski and Chris Smalling over in Roma. He's got experience, he's 30 years old. So I feel, all in all, things are not going to plan for John Stones, and he needs to kind of refocus on his career. And, you know, if I was advising him, I'd say try and get some help from a sports psychologist and try and get yourself back on track, because at the moment it doesn't look like he's going to have a future, or the future that we expected at Manchester City.
Well, that's nearly it for another podcast. You think good work, everyone. I, of course, will be back home to tell Mrs. Goldstein how much of a filthy potty mouth she has. But before I do, let me just share with you the best bits of the rest of the Sports Bar. Andy Goldstein's Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Hold on. Why are we doing this?
Who done this?
Why have you chosen this one? What do you mean I asked for it? I asked for music for the Olympics. This is Little Mix. I said Olympics. What do you mean you thought? Why would I say I want... Why have we got a feature on Little Mix, Josh? Jeez. I mean, so now we've got to play that every week, have we? Brilliant. A different Little Mix song because Josh thought I said Olympics. Excellent. Well, that's virtually it. Let me just remind you, as I always do, if you've not downloaded, maybe you're listening on a friend's device or you're hearing it on the radio, maybe TalkSport 2 because they play Little Bits out, or you've stolen something from Dixon's and this was on it as like a demo and you're thinking, oh, I quite like the cut of that, then download the rest of them from Acast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. A quick reminder that on TalkSport 2 tonight from 7 p.m, it's a team with W's and R's in that I can get nowhere near. They're playing St Helens, Mornington and Wolves, from 7, as I mentioned, on TalkSport 2. So make sure you tune in. I've got to say, have I? Warrington Wolves. There's not even a team called. You've made that up just to... Well, where's HR? No, fine, OK. Anyway, thank you for listening. Remember to join the Sports Bar. I'm not in the Sports Bar, actually, tonight. It's Jason and that fella from Blackburn. Let's just call him Blackburn, shall we? I'm off getting something done. You don't want to know what I'm doing. It's not something I can really talk about. But let's just say there's tubes and... I can't eat for a couple of days. I mean, that you don't really need to know any more than that. Feel free to send me some good luck messages at AndyGoldstein05. But let's just say I won't be having a curry tonight. That's it. That's all you need to know. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.